about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in so diligently. I know this week we've been talking about the State of the Union and some of the things that President Obama had brought up. I know many of us found it pretty enjoyable to watch the Fox News meter at the bottom of the screen, right? Wasn't it negative almost the whole time? Then I guess the stock market went down the next day. But one thing that's been a big talking point has been raising the federal minimum wage. A lot of people are torn on this one. Okay, from what we know, 19 states already have minimum wages that are above the current level. I think the current minimum wage is $7.25. Even though, I mean, in our office, we don't pay it. We've never paid anybody minimum wage. We always pay more. We just, you know, when you're in a medical office, I don't think you could keep anybody if you just paid a minimum wage. So we've always paid more. So whether the state decides, our state that I live in, decides to up the minimum wage or not, it really doesn't affect us because we pay everybody above minimum wage anyway. You know, but a lot of people are pretty concerned because from what we understand, the president had proposed to boost the federal level to $9 an hour from the current $7.25. You know, isn't it nice to be president and you could just throw money and throw Obama phones and throw health care and free birth control at everybody? Let's just all, right? You know, he wants to go down as the president that made everybody happy and gave everybody money. I got a little nervous, right? Because, again, I'm thinking, well, if certain companies that do hire people at minimum wage are now forced to pay $1.75 more, again, slows down job growth. Now they're going to hire less. And I mean, that's always how I've seen it. And it sounds like that's what opponents are saying. They're like, well, now that you're going to increase minimum wage, many of the companies that do hire minimum wage workers, they're going to be forced to hire less. I think President Obama said something about equating minimum wage to cost of living. Well, if inflation is on its way, how the heck is an employer going to keep up with that? I'm a little nervous about the government's economic plans and their spending being directly related to what an employer has to pay. Now, proponents of this are saying, great, more money, then more money in the system. So if somebody's making $9 an hour, they're making more money, they're putting more money in the system. Okay, yeah, that's nice. But you need people to be hired to making that kind of money. So I guess according to data compiled by the U.S. Labor Department, 19 states in the District of Columbia have pay scale minimums exceeding the federal level. I think the state of Washington has the highest. The state of Washington is at $9.19 an hour. And the state of Washington has always been higher. Well, if Obama changes its rate, then Washington's not going to look that wonderful like it has thus far. I was like, oh, wow, Washington pays you a lot. All right. Oregon comes in second, but at $8.95. Georgia, minimum wage in Georgia is $5.15. They come in lowest. California has an $8 minimum wage. So some people are going, well, that's really not going to be much, especially for the West Coast. You'll be able to, you know, with Washington, Oregon, California, easily meet that. But what about Georgia? Georgia, $5.15. So you're talking raising $3.85 per worker. Where do you think that's going to get cut? I don't understand why this government is so... I don't understand why nobody is counseling anybody on how to spur job growth. Where are the tax cuts? Where are the incentives to hire? I talk about this on my show all the time because I live in Nevada and this is pretty serious. You know, this is serious. I have so many patients without insurance and they are without insurance because they're without jobs. When are we going to get jobs? Throwing extra money at people is a nice thing to do, and it may make a president popular with some people. But for the rest of us who understand economics and simple kindergarten economics, this kind of scares me. So what's going to happen in Georgia? Are we going to, for example, at is $5.15 for minimum wage ridiculous? Yeah, I think that is low. I don't know, though, what the cost of living is. I don't know if it's a heck of a lot cheaper to live in Georgia than it is in Nevada. I mean, I'm sure in New York, you must get paid more. I mean, you got all the tolls. You have all the extra taxes. I would hope you make more money in New York because it costs more money to live there. You know, I don't know how inexpensive it is to live in Georgia. I have no idea if $5.15 is even enough, but it does. It sounds really low. But, you know, some of you are like, I don't get it. $1, $2, you know, how is it a big deal? But it is. Bottom line, it is. Every time we give somebody a raise, it's so easy to give them a raise. I love giving people raises in my office. Like, we're going to give you 50-cent raise, dollar raise. I love it. It feels good. But then when you see it on payroll the next week, it's like, Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh well, my husband had to tell me to look. You know, let's warn me before you give people a raise, so I can make sure we're ready for the extra taxes we pay. You know, you just don't notice it. It adds up, and of course now with less tax relief coming from the Obama administration, we ourselves in our own office have had to hold off giving raises, which sucks because I love giving raises. I think it helps boost morale and makes people happy. I think raises do better than bonuses because it lasts longer. Remember, we talked about this on the show. One of the employers had written me, you know, saying it's Christmas time. We don't have a lot of money for Christmas bonuses. What do I do? And I said, well, give a raise. Give raises. A, it'll last longer. They'll appreciate it more long term. They'll remember it longer. Right? And I think it'll overall help them. You know, I mean, we've done that too. We've actually asked our staff, we go, look, you know, do you want this much of a bonus or do you want us to do the raise? And of course they all go for the raise. And it's, you know, it's always a nice, it's a nice thing to do. So I'm not sure where this is going to go with the minimum wage rising. Maybe it is a good thing. Maybe more money will be now in the economy. But if I had to put my money on anything, it's going to be people are going to hire less. And that's some scary stuff, especially in this recession. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 13th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,689.83, $844.92 for a half ounce, or $422.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,689.83, $844.92, and $422.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so they believe that the Christopher Dorner manhunt appears to be over after a very dramatic week with the shooting that happened on Tuesday with officers down. It was horrifying. We were watching it on the news for hours and ended up in a cabin being burned and a charred body being found. From what we understand, police authorities still have not admitted that the charred remains are Christopher Dorner's. Of course, they have to make sure they have scientific evidence before everything gets leaked out to the media. It stinks. You know, nowadays they have to be so careful because of the media and how the media and the Twitter and Facebook and how everything just ignites throughout the world that they won't say anything. And so they're not going to say anything until we, you know, as opposed to in the olden days, they'd be like, look, we think it's the body. Let us do some tests and we'll give you confirmation. You can't do that anymore now. Now every single thing you say is nitpicked and audio clipped and reran on a loop. And so basically you're just seeing less and less information being given to you by authorities. But we kind of get the feeling because the mayor of LA had gotten on the news on CNN and said, yeah, you know, we think it's him. At least we got some information there. Now, where I have a problem with what's been happening in the news, and I'm not sure if you guys have noticed this also. I haven't noticed this on Fox, but I've seen this on CNN, where they have some audio of the police in a firefight. Okay, they have the audio. Police in a firefight using expletives. Talking about burning the cabin down. Obviously, it was very highly dramatic, very scary for our officers. God bless them for being able to do what they could do. And I guess there was some criticism on CNN about the professionalism of the officers. I think there was an ex-FBI agent who was being interviewed saying that that type of language, he's not sure if that was a superior officer to his team, if it was through teammates. And I'm listening to this going, are you kidding me? These guys had a job to do. Talk about not being able to say anything or freedom of speech. So now if you're in the middle of a gunfire, you can't use expletives? Are you kidding me? These guys were scared. These guys were mad. They saw their friends go down. Give them a break. And I had to shut the news off. I can't believe that they were criticizing the officers about how they were talking about burning, if it was from the officers, burning the cabin down. I don't get that. I mean, how do you guys in the military do what you need to do? This is crazy. Everything you say, everything you do now gets lambasted all over and then criticized. The police had to do what they had to do. There was a shootout. And I guess there was some critique about why somebody would have set the cabin on fire. We still aren't getting information on how the cabin was set on fire. You got somebody who has shot innocent people and shot officers who claimed in a manifesto that he's going to continue to shoot. He's shooting at officers while they're obviously trying to apprehend him. And you're seeing the liberal media have a problem with setting the place on fire? Are you kidding me? What are we supposed to do? Hold hands? Kumbaya? What is going on here? And so I just want to say, if there's any more, if you guys hear of any more criticism of what our brave officers did, you may want to send where you're hearing that criticism from a small note telling them to back the hell off and congratulate these guys for preventing more deaths and more violent crimes. I don't understand. I just don't get that. Where is our freedom of speech? It just blows my mind. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I'm sure these guys are going to be under fire for this one. Apparently, Taco Bell, oh my gosh, you are going to believe this one. Taco Bell is about to roll out a Doritos Locos Taco Cool Ranch flavored. I know, sounds good, doesn't it? Oh, someone's going to be all over this one because of the calories. Apparently, its predecessor, Nacho Cheese Flavored Doritos Locos Taco, sold more than $350 million in less than a year, making it the company's most successful ever product. So now they're going to be coming out with Cool Ranch. Just wait and see who's going to rip them a new one on this one. You know, for being in a tough economy, according to USA Today, they say the near $200 billion fast food industry has been in a terrific dogfight for market share the past several years. McDonald's has mostly taken in the spoils because they got the $99 menu and they got the cheaper food. But Taco Bell, which also owns Yum Brands, owns Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, apparently is on the rise. So you're going to start to see some more innovative type of thinking. Now, keep in mind, Pepsi, remember we talked about this yesterday, Pepsi is going to roll out a energy drink with Mountain Dew. Apparently, Mountain Dew is going to have more caffeine than Mountain Dew currently has, some vitamins in it. I'm not excited about any of these foods because, again, I still think it's junk food. But it just shows you how, you know, in the economy, these companies are fighting to still make the money they need to. And, no matter how much the government is going to try to restrict, people want their junk food. And I'm going to tell you something. A Cool Ranch Dorito type of taco, gosh, that sounds tasty. I bet that sucker is going to sell. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a mother has been arrested from Pennsylvania because she allowed her toddler son to help pump gas. Unfortunately, the three-year-old sprayed fuel all over himself, and so the mother, 46-year-old Teresa Moran Camara, was charged by Manheim Township Police in central Pennsylvania for endangering the welfare of a child. Police said they were called to a giant supermarket chain on January 19th and determined that the boy removed the nozzle from the vehicle without releasing the handle. Witnesses said as a result, gasoline was sprayed all over the child. Police surveillance video further confirmed an eyewitness account and showed a woman allowing a small child to pump gas into a Toyota RAV4. Camera told police that she had allowed her son to help her in pumping gas and confirmed that he had sprayed gasoline onto both of them. The vehicle had left by the time the police arrived, but witnesses gave a license number. She doesn't have a lawyer as of yet. A lot of you are thinking, okay, oh, this, you know, woman is an idiot. You don't let your kid pump gas, especially a three-year-old. Agreed. But how many of us, right? How many of us pump gas and the kids in the car going, Mommy, Daddy, let me help? My parents let me pump the gas. I loved it. And yes, I would take it out and it would spill. And we put it back in the gas pump. Would tell somebody, look, be careful. Make sure nobody throws a cigarette around here because there's gas on the ground. And that was it. Nobody got arrested. Nothing. All right. I remember my dad letting me pump the gas all the time. It was something to do. It was fun. I love the smell of gas. I love the smell of diesel. I just really dig that stuff. So my dad was like, fine, go ahead and do it. So I could see how this happened. The little kid wanted to help pump the gas with mommy. Mommy let him do it. But unfortunately, because he's only three, he spilled it all over himself. Very scary. I mean, extremely frightening what could have happened. And mom is now going to be charged. Not sure if she's going to go to jail. But, you know, this is just one of those things where think about it first. A lot of you let your kids sip your beer, right? You know, yeah, sure, kid, have a sip. You know, kids always ask, Daddy, can I take a taste? Daddy, can I? Again, you can be charged with endangerment, allowing a minor to drink, right? You know, I can't think of all the legal terms of, you know, giving alcohol to a minor, et cetera, supplying alcohol to a minor. But there are a lot of things parents do. What about on the farm, riding your daddy's tractor, right? You know, when we were younger, our dad would let us drive in his lap, on the farm. And these are things that we used to do. And so here we are. But, you know, times have changed. You can't let your kid pump gas. You can't let your kid take a swig of your beer. You can't do it. You can't let your kids sit in your lap when you drive the car in your neighborhood. Those are things you can't do. And just stop for a second and think about it, because it's I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, that's common sense. No, it's not always common sense. I can't tell you how many times my kids want to sit in my lap when I, you know, and drive around the neighborhood. And I want to do it because, I mean, it's only around the neighborhood, but you can't. These are things you just can't do anymore like we used to do. Things are changing. You can't say things like you used to, you can't do. Now, it's because people are stupid. I mean, you used to not have to wear seatbelts, but after enough people got ejected out of the car in car accidents and died, we had to say, no, now everybody has to wear seatbelts. Same thing with helmets and states with helmet laws. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So if you are a firstborn, you may be at greater risk for diabetes and high blood pressure. A very small study came out from New Zealand that children have reduced insulin sensitivity and higher daytime blood pressure than kids who have older siblings. So if you are the oldest child, when they looked at these kids, they had more high blood pressure and less insulin sensitivity than if you looked at kids who had older brothers or sisters. The study authors noted their findings could have serious public health implications for countries like China, where a one-child policy means firstborn children comprise the largest portion of the overall population. Isn't that scary? I mean, thank God we live in America, and thank God for our troops that protect our freedoms, because, I mean, can you imagine living in a country where you only get one child? Oh, my gosh. All right. The study will be published in the March issue of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. They say birth order alone is not a predictor of metabolic or cardiovascular disease. Being the firstborn child in a family could contribute to an overall person's risk. They say the study looked at 85 healthy children ranging 4 to 11 years old. They focus on younger children because of puberty and adult lifestyles can independently affect insulin sensitivity. Now remember, insulin sensitivity has to do with getting the sugar out of the bloodstream and into the cells where it's supposed to. So if your insulin's not too sensitive, you're going to be more at risk of having diabetes. Of all the children participating, 32 of these 85 were firstborns. After looking at the fasting lipid and hormonal profiles, height, weight, body composition, the researchers found all 32 firstborn children had a 21% drop in insulin sensitivity and a 4 milligram per mercury increase in blood pressure. So 4 points higher in blood pressure. This blows my mind that a study like this even happened. It's cool stuff, though. The study also showed that firstborns were typically taller and thinner than their younger siblings. Now, that's kind of interesting because you think, all right, well, maybe they're heavier. Maybe parents are giving into them too much. And that's why they have higher blood pressure and, you know, but no, they're actually taller and slimmer, they said. They actually considered the height and body mass index of the children's parents. Body mass index, of course, is a measurement that takes into account height and weight. The researchers explained that changes occur in the uterus after a first pregnancy and better nutrient flow to the fetus during subsequent pregnancies. So maybe that's why younger siblings do better. So they say our results indicate that firstborn children have these risk factors, but more research is needed to determine how that translates into adult cases of diabetes, high blood pressure, and other conditions. All right. I know some of these studies, you guys are like, okay, this is ridiculous. Really, firstborn more at risk for this. I think the stuff is cool. I do, because I think there's so much that happens in science that we don't give credit for. Okay? As you know, I don't know much about this whole insulin sensitivity thing and high blood pressure. I mean, I don't know if I really am you know, with that the whole way on this one. But I find it very hard to believe that there is no difference at all between firstborn and secondborn. You know, I mean, to me it makes sense that there would be some sort of a collective finding between people who are firstborn versus not. And I love seeing trends. Now, I was second in the family. All right. But since my youngest brother wasn't born until I was 16, I really grew up as the middle child. I had a younger brother and an older sister. And me, I was always fighting for attention. Okay. And so you'll see psychological differences. All right. But it's interesting because my sister and my brother got the brunt of a lot of the punishments. So you would think I would have, you know, realized, well, don't really draw attention to myself. Okay, you'd think I would have learned. But also I was one of those super students and I always wanted to get straight A's and, you know, I was, you know, my siblings thought I was the favorite. I didn't think so. I thought my sister was the favorite because she was older and always got to do the cooler stuff first. And I thought my brother was the favorite because he was the baby. So nobody ever thinks they're the favorite. So psychologically, you'll have, you know, you'll be able to have predictions sometimes on the baby of the family versus the oldest of the family. And you know, there's not a lot of science to it. But, yeah, there's some overall trends that we may see. But what about health trends? Is there something different that happens in the uterus? Okay? I mean, if you are a firstborn, could that be a risk factor for something? Right? You just wonder. And so I love studies like this because there's some obvious things. The other thing I like about that, too, is it's very easy to determine who's the firstborn and who's not. You know, now, okay, what about somebody who had an abortion? That then, you know, I don't know if that would count or come into play. But, you know, I think it has to do with probably raising in the family and the eating and make, you know, I mean, with my son, we fed him every two. I mean, we went through the textbooks. With my other kids, whenever he wanted to eat, he wanted to eat. So there's an argument that maybe we fed our first one more, you know. Do I think my older son is going to be more at risk, God forbid, for high blood pressure or diabetes than my younger son? Yeah, I do. I see the way he eats. Complete difference. I mean, my kids would probably lay credence to this study. The younger one, very athletic, likes his vegetables. The older one, no. Picky eater, likes his carbs, has a little bit more of an issue with his weight, struggling to keep his weight, whereas the younger one doesn't. Just, I mean, blows my mind. It's, you know, and so it does. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say if you take your prenatal vitamins with your folic acid, you may lower autism risk. Now, this is the first time I've seen a study linking autism to lack of prenatal vitamins. Now, we've been urging everybody to get their folic acid when they're pregnant to prevent against neural tube defects and neurological disorders. But here, they're saying women who start taking their folic acid supplements or their prenatal vitamins before or early in their pregnancy may reduce the child's risk of autism. Now, the study does not prove that folic acid prevents autism. It just possibly indicates that maybe it could prevent it in that pregnancy. So, not prevent it, but folic acid may be a part of the piece of the puzzle. Lead author Dr. Pal Suren gets credit for this from the Division of Epidemiology at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health in Oslo. He says the findings also provide a rationale for further investigations of possible causes, as well as investigations of whether folic acid is associated with a reduced risk of other brain disorders. Now, we like to prevent spina bifida and anencephaly, where part of the brain is missing, and we find that folic acid appears to do that. It's amazing, taking prenatals, and they aren't that expensive. You can get prenatals over the counter. In fact, I think we have a Baby Your Baby program in Las Vegas where, the vitamins, I believe, are free for people that don't have insurance. So, any of you thinking about getting pregnant, right, or if your sons and daughters are thinking about getting pregnant, and they're of age, of course, and, et cetera, yeah. I'm not talking about your four-year-olds. But anyway, remind them to start their prenatals early. I've never seen a study saying prenatals hurt. I haven't. Okay, now, we do have a study coming out that we're going to talk about after the break discussing calcium supplements. And remember we talked about calcium supplements in men? All right, I believe there was a study regarding calcium now in women. So we're going to want to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I also want to talk about this case. There was a teacher who died after having an abortion 33 weeks into pregnancy. Apparently, she was a 29-year-old woman from upstate New York, died while terminating her advanced pregnancy. Now, let me see if I have any more information. McKenna Morbelli of New Rochelle traveled to the clinic last week to have a late-term abortion 33 weeks. That's crazy. I've seen babies born at 33 weeks. They stay in the hospital for a week or two and go home. I can't believe it. Oh, gosh. And apparently, though, the reason why she wanted to have the abortion is because the fetus had developed abnormalities. It was a multi-day procedure. The married woman then suffered a ruptured uterus, passed away from massive internal bleeding. Yeah, I don't know what abnormalities the fetus could have had. I don't know. All right. Well, more when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, some of you had, called in talking about the physician assistant. Sorry about that. I'm just kind of closing out a window. I was not on Facebook. I do need to be tweeting and Facebooking the medical news as I get them. But I was actually conversing with my office, so I apologize. Anyway, many of you have been kind of weighing in on hospital costs and costs of health care and physician assistants, etc. So I want to get to some of your calls and questions on that. We had some news today that broke regarding how many hospitals differ, and we're talking drastically differ, in regards to a cost of a hip replacement, anywhere from like $11,000 to $125,000. And so as I talk about healthcare and ways that maybe we can save money and do we need to go by way way of mid-levels? Will that save money, increase access? Could it lower quality? Will it not lower quality? You know, many of you have had many concerns and comments. So this is just going to be a theme that we're going to visit throughout the next couple weeks while we give you the latest information. So let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Doc, this is Borden from East Tennessee, the Great Smoky Mountains. I just wanted to chime in on the PA and nurse practitioner usage. I am retired military. I'm soon to be 65 years old. I have two insurances. I see my urologist on a regular basis. I see my gastroenterologist on a regular basis. I have a family doctor. I very seldom see the doctor. I see an excellent retired Navy female physician's assistant, and if need be for sinus infections or whatnot, I go to a urgent care or walk-in clinic, and I see a nurse practitioner. So I have no problem with seeing a NP or a PA.
You know, and you're not the first one to bring that up, too. You know, we have, and like I said, I've employed PAs, and my PAs have been phenomenal. They have been phenomenal. But, again, I love them because they've had a lot of experience, and, of course, they work with me. And I review everything they do, and every now and then I will catch something that they miss. It's not often, and luckily it's not a crucial, scary miss. It's something like, you know what, maybe I do some genetic testing on the JAK2 protein. You know, something that isn't life or death that would have had to happen at that visit. But we do have a lot of people concerned that if the government in different states, and it sounds like a lot of state legislatures are going to be voting on allowing pharmaceuticals and optometrists and nurse practitioners and PAs to have more independence with their prescribing or with seeing patients, etc. You know, I do get a little nervous about the rush of bringing mid-levels into our system that quickly without them having gone through the whole, medical school process. And so I know many of you, and I thank you for your comments, telling me stories of how wonderful your nurse practitioner and PA is. That's great. And God bless them for doing what they're doing, and I'm so glad that you have a good relationship with them. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. We are, though, we're really going to be watching with suspense what is going to be the plan with many of these states out there as they're trying to fill in the gaps that physicians aren't providing. You know, one thing that I think is, paramount in a lot of our medical training is the idea that the death is on us. When I went through medical school, I can't tell you how many times my superior doctors or residents, and they weren't supposed to do this, but they did, would scream, "You're gonna blank kill somebody. You're gonna kill, really? You want to kill somebody by doing that?" Oh, all I did was suggest changing glipizide to glyburide. That was just a thought. Nobody was sleeping with their 36-hour shifts. They were being mean. But throughout medical school, you go through that idea that it's all on you. Okay, yes, the nurse may go into the courtroom with you and you may have your husband and your family there for support, but it's all on you. You would have to live with the fact that you killed somebody. You would. Whereas a lot of nurse practitioners and PAs, even though many of them still have that fear and they still have that concern, which is wonderful, they don't seem to get as browbeat as you are when you're in medical school. Because again, you have somebody that you're under somebody else's wings. And, like I've said before, when I was in the ER and I did ER, it was like night and day between working as a resident and being yelled at by my superior officers versus now my medical license in Arizona being on the line if I lost anybody in that emergency room. And you could bet that my approach to a patient evolved quickly. Now, again, I luckily had, years of training, and I still feel like I'm being trained. Day by day, things are just blowing my mind. day by day. I used to never check asthmatics for heart disease. And I'm picking up so much heart disease in my young asthmatics. It just was something I just never thought. And so, you know, can a nurse practitioner and physician assistant have the instinct that they need? Yeah, they can. They can. Are they going to be allowed to tap in on it? Most of the time in training, they aren't. Most of the time in training, they're told what to do. Yes, we're told what to do as doctors also, but we are allowed to use a little bit more of our instinct. And we're actually instructed to by some who go, you know, just look at the person. What do you think? You know, I do that with some of my students. I had a gentleman come in. He looked 78 years old. Very worn looking, very gray. I don't want to say cachectic. He didn't have cancer or anything. A long-term smoker. And I knew the real age of the patient. And so I go in with the medical student and I go, how old do you think he is? And he's like, he looks about 75. I go, he's 52. He goes, he's 52. We just saw a 68-year-old who looked younger than him. I go, I know. All right. And I go, if you see somebody that looks 20 years older than they are, and again, I'm teaching medical students. Okay. I don't have the opportunity to teach PAs or nurse practitioners, but I would do the same. I'm like looking at him and knowing he smokes, just what's kind of digging at your gut? Well, I want to know what his bones look like. If they've been thinning, I want to make sure he doesn't have lung cancer. I'd like to do some blood work. He looks like he's in an older body. Great. Tap in on that. Go with your gut. I can't tell you how many times we've been able to save lives just by going, something's not right. And what I would urge any nurse practitioner school or PA school, if it looks like medicine is going to go more socialized, and if it looks like mid-levels are going to not be mid-levels anymore and be taken on the role as doctors, which many of them actually in parts of the country are, I would strongly urge the programs of nurse practitioners and PAs to start evolving as such. And just as your student is going through, well, he could have diabetes because he's this. Well, he's firstborn, and Dr. Dahlia was talking about maybe they're more at risk for diabetes, or, you know, or whatever. Go look at the person. Just look at the person. What is your gut telling you? What's your gut telling you? Well, I don't know. You know, they look kind of anxious. I probably want to know if they're taking stuff to sleep. Are they sleeping well? Are they getting sleep? Do they have depression? You know, just look at the person, stop, and listen to what your mind is telling you and what your body's telling you. And that's something nobody usually trains you to do. And I urge any medical school, nurse practitioner school, even RN school, MA school, because I can't tell you how many times my nurses go, he doesn't look right. And I go, good girl. Right on, baby. You're right on. I'm going to go in there. Thank you. If he doesn't look right to you, something's wrong. I trust you. All right, guys. Got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.